the life here is not a life anymore. Honestly, it's not a life. It's just like you are ready for, you know, like something gonna happen and you don't know when.
That was Palestinian peace activist Auda Hatalin speaking to Al Jazeera just one day before he was shot and killed in the occupied West Bank by a known Israeli settler with a history of violence, one who had previously been sanctioned by the United States. Until those sanctions were lifted earlier this year by President Donald Trump. Auda was a teacher and community organizer. He was one of the filmmakers behind the Oscar-winning film No Other Land, which documents life under Israeli occupation, filmed in Auda's community, where settlers have been trying to occupy, and where he would be killed. Jewish Voice for Peace reported that Israeli settlers entered Auda's village with a bulldozer, attempting to demolish the remaining homes. Witnesses say he and his relatives tried to stop the destruction when a settler opened fire. Auda was shot in the chest and later died from his injuries. His cousin, a witness to the attack, spoke to Al Jazeera.
You know, he's arrived to the place and starting shooting immediately to the people. There's a lot of people who I was were there, and he's starting shooting everyone there.
Others were also severely injured and remain hospitalized, reportedly run over by the bulldozer while trying to block its path. The Israeli newspaper Haaretz confirmed the incident and named the shooter as Yenin Levi, a settler who had previously faced sanctions under the Biden administration for repeated violence against Palestinians. Auda was a friend to many in the Bay Area, including Mohammed Sheikh, with the Arab Resource and Organizing Center Action.
The loss of Auda hits close to home for those of us in the Bay. Auda was a beloved human rights defender. He was a teacher who taught English, a writer, and a Palestinian father. He's from Sefer Yatta, an area where both Israeli occupation forces and settlers regularly raid and attack Palestinians, their homes, and their land on a daily basis.
Seth Morrison, the spokesperson with the Bay Area chapter of Jewish Voice for Peace, announced that heavily armed Israeli soldiers attacked Auda's memorial service, expelling mourners and the international press from the village with stun grenades.
The Israeli government sent in police to take down the traditional mourning tent that Auda's family had erected, that they have refused to return his body, and they have stated that they will not allow him to be buried in their own village of Umm Al-Qaher.
Jewish Voice for Peace says it demands justice for their friend, Auda Hatalin.
We are appalled and extend our sympathy to Auda's family and his entire community. However, I think what's important is that this is one piece of all the terrible things that Israel is doing. You know, from the genocide in Gaza to the ethnic cleansing going on in the occupied West Bank, Israel is out to destroy the Palestinian people. And as Jews, we cannot and will not accept that.
Just weeks ago, Auda traveled to San Francisco to begin an interfaith speaking tour. But U.S. authorities detained and deported him without explanation. He returned to the West Bank, only to be killed shortly afterward. Sheikh says Donald Trump is culpable for his murder.
Absolutely. I mean, directly, the Trump administration denied him entry, and it was the Trump administration that lifted the sanctions against the settler who murdered him. And even beyond that, the Trump administration has continued to arm and fund the Israeli occupation, this Israeli genocide that is contributing not just to the murder of Auda. There's been over 1,000 Palestinians that have been killed in the West Bank.
Jewish Voice for Peace says the responsibility doesn't end with Trump.
Both Joe Biden and all the members of Congress who have voted year after year to give money, arms, protection to the state of Israel, they're all culpable.
Both groups are calling for an immediate, permanent ceasefire, a U.S. arms embargo, international sanctions on Israel, and an end to U.S. support for Israel in all international bodies.
The best way to honor Auda's memory is to be in the streets, to work for true freedom for Palestine.
All who knew him say they will remember delicious meals, his boisterous laughter, even in the face of unimaginable oppression, and his great love and tenderness towards his young sons. For Pacifica, I'm Lauren Schmidt.